As the northbound train approached, the little old lady asked the four whether it was the train to San Francisco. They confirmed that it was, and she got on board. The conductor changed her 20 with pursed lips, but no comment. It continued to read the almanac, storing up information about how the world had changed while it swam around for 6 years. Of course, the war had changed the world's map while leaving whole cities and even countries in ruins. The United States had been spared and now seemed to be leading a coalition of free countries versus communist ones. Atomic bombs, supersonic jets, guided missiles, electronic brains, the transistor, and the zoot suit. Al Capone was dead, and the changeling's namesake Joe Louis was still champ, which the changeling found gratifying. At the San Francisco station, it picked up a copy of a women's magazine and stayed in a stall in the ladies' room for about 10 minutes, then emerged as a woman of about 20, dressed like a college student. Two-tone loafers, bobby socks, plaid skirt, that had taken some effort, and a white blouse. It assimilated a chromed toilet paper holder and recycled it as costume jewelry. It took the bus to Berkeley and wandered around the campus all day, eavesdropping on people and getting the lay of the land. It tarried for quite a while in the admissions office. College student was an obvious choice of occupation, but which major? It remembered all it had learned about oceanography, but of course would have to hide most of that, starting over. Physics or astronomy might be useful and interesting, but if it were to track down others of its kind, anthropology or psychology, abnormal psychology, would be more useful. Of course, it had time for all of them. It studied the posture, demeanor, and uniform of a janitor, and as darkness fell, let itself into an empty classroom and changed. There were still a few students hanging around in the halls, but a balding 50-year-old man with a broom was invisible to them. Around midnight, the changeling slipped into the admissions office and locked the door. It moved swiftly and quietly, the room adequately lit, to its eyes, from the dim, dappled light that filtered through a tree from a streetlight at the end of the block. There were about 50 return letters from prospective students in the inbox of the young woman the changeling had earlier identified as the most junior secretary. It read through 40 of the letters before finding exactly what it needed. Stuart Tanner, a boy from North Liberty, Iowa, had sent in a letter thanking them for his acceptance, but saying that Princeton had offered him a scholarship, which of course he couldn't pass up. The changeling found his file in the acceptance drawer and memorized it. He had an almost perfect academic record. No athletics other than swimming team, which was good. The photo was black and white, but he was a pale Nordic boy, blonde and blue-eyed. The changeling took his face and noted that he'd have to assimilate about 20 pounds. After making sure there was no one else on the floor, the changeling typed a letter of acceptance, noting that he was driving out to California immediately for a summer job, so please change his address to General Delivery in Berkeley. It switched the letters and slipped out the door, a new man. The most direct thing to do would be to go to North Liberty and quietly kill Stuart Tanner and bring his wallet full of identification back to Berkeley. But that wouldn't be necessary. It would be sufficient to absorb enough of North Liberty to be able to pass for a native. Stuart grew up in Iowa City, so he'd have to check that out, too. An Iowa driver's license would be easier to counterfeit than a $20 bill. The changeling had seen enough killing in the Pacific to reserve it as a course of last resort. The thought gave him pause. Until recently, killing a human had been no more complicated than eating or changing identity. He'd had no special feelings of mercy or compassion for his Japanese captors at the time, but he did recognize having felt a special empathy with the other American soldiers during Bataan. Being a victim among victims may have done something. Whatever it was odd. Something was changing the changeling, something besides itself, something inside himself. The change had been slow, actually. It started back in the asylum, when it came to understand the differences between individuals, and to prefer the company of one person over another, to like people. Stuart Tanner had wanted to major in American literature. That would be an interesting challenge. Maybe the books, the novels.